place. Could have been two. We're 3-0 down. What a brilliant second half performance it was. Equaliser by Cody Gakpo. Mohamed Salah with a magnificent winner at the Kop end. Massive moments in the game in the first half. Praveen Kelleher, Alisson-esque 1v1 save to deny Rutter, who got free on goal. First half, we were all over the place. Ferdi Kadiolu rifled an unstoppable shot past Kelleher in the first half on a Brighton counter-attack for the opener. Then Bart Verbruggen made some brilliant saves. Well back into the side netting as well towards the end of the first half with a free kick. The second half comeback was brilliant. The substitutions Arna made worked a treat with Jones and Diaz coming on. Cody Gakpo got Liverpool level, his first Premier League goal of the season, cutting in from the left, ball in the back of the net, and Mo Salah beats his man, drills it. What a goal, top corner, what a comeback. Liverpool 2, Brighton 1. Neil Mellor, what a comeback. Oh, what this a game. Feels good.
What a game, absolutely. This is why we love football. This is why we love football. It wasn't good enough first half. We weren't at it. We were 1-0 down, and rightly so.
Breaking news, City have lost 2-1.
What a day. Do you know what? What a day. We've won, Arsenal and City have lost. It's the perfect day for us. And by the way, just to go back, so first half we weren't at it. Second half, the response was magnificent. We should have scored 4 goals before we eventually got the equaliser.
That was our commentators, Steve Hunter and Neil Mellor, wrapping up an incredible afternoon here at Anfield. Liverpool beating Brighton 2-1, and it's a result that takes the Reds back up to the top of the Premier League. I'm Becky Davis, and you're listening to The Reaction. Coming up in this podcast today, we'll hear from Arne Slot, Joe Gomez and Waturu Endo, as well as former Reds Ray Houghton and Martin Kelly too. They join me pitch side for LFC TV's post-match show, and that is where we head first. It's a warm welcome to the lads who I think have just got their breath back after quite an incredible second half, an incredible afternoon in the Premier League in general, right?
Yeah, it certainly has been, Bex. I've got to say, I thought Brighton in the first half were exceptional. They came here with a fantastic game plan. They looked as fit as any team I've seen at Anfield. They really pressurised Liverpool high up the field. Deservedly, they went in at half-time 1-0. Could have been 2-0. I mean, Rutter missed a golden opportunity when he went through first touch. Or his second touch let him down. Just got it a little bit too far in front of him. But then the second half, I just didn't think Brighton could maintain the level of performance from that first half because they were put so much effort into it. And in the second half, Liverpool changed the game plan around, sorted out how they were playing out from the back, forced them to kick a lot of more balls longer downfield. So Liverpool winning the first ball, winning the second ball, and then the transformation in the second half was absolutely brilliant and thoroughly deserved the 2-1 victory. Delighted for them, because the last time I was here, we lost one. We lost to Nottingham Forest. I think thought it was been
you
a bit
jinx.
Of a, thought it was going to be a jinx. So delighted. Yeah, but it shows you how you can dig out a game when things aren't going your way, as it wasn't in the first half. And I thought second half mindset was excellent. Performance level stepped up. Special mention for Joe Gomez. I thought Joe came on for Canate at half-time when he'd been off with an injury. Joe Gomez in the second half was exceptional. And it showed you just why Wednesday in the Caribou Cup, him playing in that game was so important.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his level of performance, because he had that 90 minutes under his belt, he came in that second half. Outstanding, didn't put a foot wrong, and nearly scored twice.
I was going to say, he almost got a goal.
Nearly got
have
a goal twice from
the cherry on the cake, I think.
Yeah, but he was brilliant. Especially, you've got to mention people like that because they come on and have a huge impact. I thought he was brilliant. All credit to him, he's kept himself in really good shape, and I thought the second half he was top draw.
Yeah, well, we are going to hear from Joe Gomez, actually, a little bit later on in the show. But I think it'd be really interesting, hopefully, we'll hear from Arne Slot as well, to find out if he tells us what he said at half-time, because the difference in those two performances, it was night and day, but obviously in the best possible way, Martin.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we watched the game the first half, we were, you know, quietly really surprised by how Brighton took the game to us sort of this first half. It started with their goalkeeper at his feet in a number of times. You know, he'd be passing 5-yard balls, straight passes, with such composure. So I think it was a difficult time first half for the lads to understand that Brighton had a foothold in the game and we couldn't just go pressing willy-nilly. So I think the change the second half that Arne made. I think it was about 60 minutes when we've seen a tackle flown in by Szoboszlai that got the crowd right up for the game today. So up until then, the crowd didn't have much to, you know, shout about. The first half was difficult, and then the second half was, you know, within 3 minutes we were up from being one down. So it just shows you the nature of the beast in this Premier League and how competitive it is. And being here at Anfield, it's such a tough place to come for teams like Brighton, who played so well first half and are going home today with nothing.
I think, listen, we knew it wouldn't be easy against this Brighton team, but I don't think we anticipated maybe it would be quite as difficult as it was in that first 45 minutes, because they do deserve massive credit for
they
that
do.
First half.
I mean, Martin was just saying about playing out from back. Their goalkeeper is as good as anyone I've seen in possession of the ball. Never panicked. Everything was nice and neat. Got turned on it. Always looking for a positive pass. They worked it through the thirds really, really well. I thought Liverpool for the first half struggled to get an understanding what they were doing, because they were only playing with the two central midfielders, but they were rotating round. One of them was coming back into a centre-back position. The other one was just playing in midfield. And the three centre midfielders were looking around to say, where do we go? What do we do? Because they weren't used to it. They didn't really know what to do. So I'm sure at half-time, Arne sorted that aspect of what they were doing and how we could counteract that by changing it slightly. And we started to press a little bit higher. And then that's why they had to go long, because the options to play out from the back weren't as good as they were in that first half. But then we got a bit of good fortune with the equalising goal, because Cody put a cross in and no one could get near. Everyone's backing off.
Yeah.
And it's one of them ones where the goalkeeper can't come because of the fear of anyone gets a touch, he's caught out of position. And it's just nestled in that. And that you could sense it. The crowd were up for it. And I looked at the Brighton players straight away. The shoulders went down, heads went down. They were like, oh, here they come. So I think they were anticipating that Liverpool were on a roll then. They were in the ascendancy. They had the more belief about who was going to get the next goal. And then what a goal that was. The goal from Mo Salah. And you were saying before the game, was it 65% of the goals that Liverpool scored? I think it's just gone up a little bit. But what a goal. They just, how it came around, the movement, Curtis coming on. So the players that came on as substitutes had an impact in the game. That's the manager's looking for. He's looking for players that came on. And you know what? They've been watching. They know what hasn't quite worked, so they can come on and change it. And I thought all the substitutes came on had a part to play in the game. And just the way we built up through the central areas, out to Mo, and as soon as he went to Mo, you're thinking, this is in, and he didn't disappoint. What a finish that was to make it 2-1. And it was a really hard-fought 3 points. But, you know, when you look back in matches and how your season's unfolding, they'll look at this game today and say, you know what, that's how you win. That's how you get over the line in matches. You ain't always going to play brilliant football, and you're not always going to dominate games, but sometimes it's how you finish it. And that's how Liverpool finished really well today. And I was so pleased with that second half performance and how they ground out that victory.
Yeah, I think what it was as well is a real show of character, Martin. And we saw that against Arsenal last weekend as well, coming back twice and coming back from 1-0 down here today, will be a bit easier at Anfield when the crowd's behind you, as they were in that second half.
Yeah, definitely. I think some of the players here stuck with it today again, like we did at Arsenal last week. You've seen some of the 1v1 battles going on over the pitch today. Matona gave Trent a real tough time, but he stuck with it. And some of the 1v1 duels that we've seen Trent up against Matona, he dealt with it really well. As Ray said, when Joe came on, his first 5-10 minutes, he was really busy in the box, getting his clearances on, you know, being really authoritative. So he's going to obviously have to step up the next few games if Ibu's hurt himself. And credit to him today, he stepped up magnificently, as well as, you know, the lads to stay in the game and then turn the game into our favour.
Yeah, I think that's the one dark spot, if you like, the Ibu Konate injury. Yeah. Shoulder, arm, he goes off at half time with almost a makeshift sling over his arm, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell straight away when he went down and the way he got up and the medical staff were around him. As he was walking off, we were saying, he looks like he's not going to be able to come out for the second half. And then Joe came out to warm up at half time and obviously got called straight back in. So then he's got to get his preparation right. As I said, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. There was one block he got in. I think it was Matoma, came in from the left hand side, got away from a couple of players. And then just as his shot was coming in, I think it was the Brighton player, whoever it was coming in, and he just got his right boot to it. And I tell you what, it was an absolutely fantastic challenge at the right moment. And it showed you his mentality, his strength of character, his belief in his ability, the fact that the manager played him against Brighton midweek, and then he came out when called upon, and he played, I thought he played ever so well. Really, really impressed by him in that second half today.
Yeah, it was outstanding, wasn't he? And it sustains momentum, of course. That's the other big thing. This is such a tricky period. We heard it for weeks before, and now Liverpool so far haven't blinked.
Yeah, well, we were saying before half-time that, you know, the way that Brighton turned up here today, it was a shock to all of us. I think we all felt that Liverpool would have took the game and controlled it that we've seen so much this season, bearing in mind, you know, apart from last week at the Emirates. So, yeah, coming up, you've got Villa, who's just in a really good position at the minute. He's got a real top manager. That'll be a tough game at Anfield next week. Before that, we've got Leverkusen with a head coach that statistics says it all, doesn't it? He's new to the game, Xavi, but the way he plays football, we're all excited to see what he brings to the table next week at these sort of grounds coming here. It's always good going into that with another hard fought 3 points, and Liverpool, you could hear the cop walking out before, couldn't you, singing top of the league. So it shows how much it means to these guys at the minute, with knowing that one or two losses in this Premier League between City and the likes of Arsenal, the other good teams coming up, Villas and Tottenham's around. So it's crucial that you go on that run.
Yeah, it's crucial to capitalise when your rivals slip up. I mean, if Liverpool had not taken 3 points here today, obviously at one point it looks like they might not have even got one, Ray. I mean, they would have been kicking themselves for weeks over that.
Yeah, I mean, 1-0 down, and you're looking at Brighton and how they played in that first half. You think, how are we going to get back into it? Can we salvage a point? And that's your first port of call. Can you get the next goal to get you back into the game? But I always felt when Liverpool got that equaliser, they were going to go and win it. That's how I seen it, because I just thought that the Brighton players felt sorry for themselves, whereas they had all the play in the first half, and you could see they were strutting around and everything was good. But as soon as we went to 1-1, then you question them. I think someone had said in the previous matches they played, in the last seven games, is it 30 goals that have been in their games,
yeah,
averaging nearly just over four a game? I could see why, watching them in that second half, because then after being so dominant, then under pressure, they sat back and thought, oh, here we go, we might concede again. That's just something that they've got to learn from. They've got to take the chances. When playing against weaker teams, they might have got more chances, or they're taking the chances more clinically and maybe made it 2-0. But when you're playing against a team like Liverpool, and it was only, I quite agree with Martin there, where I thought the crowd were a bit quiet for spells. But then there was a couple of challenges, because I was saying to Martin, we're not winning enough of the 50-50s. We need to be on top of them a little bit more. And then Szoboszlai went in for a tackle, won it cleanly, and then the whole crowd went up. His performance went up. And everyone around him, it was like, it just went round the whole team.
It's a ripple effect, isn't it?
And everyone was after the opposition. Now, hey, that's what we've got to do. We've got to get on top of them. And once we did that and we started playing the ball quicker, movement was better, we will look sharper all around the pitch, we got more chances, and that's when Liverpool looked a real threat.
Yeah, Ray's right. I mean, the crowd were quiet in the first half, but then in their defence, I think they would probably say they didn't have an awful lot to shout about. But then when you get two goals in less than 3 minutes, think at 130 seconds or something it was, that's going to do it for the atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, rightly so. I think watching the game, especially that first half, we were all in shock with how well, yeah, Brighton played, how composed he was under pressure from the press off Liverpool. So getting in at half time, Arne would have had a right, you know, say of how we get on top of that. And I think the changes that were made today, the lads came on, Curtis Jones, you know, for the second goal, the 1-2 round a player, and the way to pass to Mo to get him in that situation of 1v1 just outside the box. It's credit to all the players here who are waiting for the chance coming on, or the lads who are just sticking with it in games and ultimately going on to the next game now, top of the league, with such confidence again.
Yeah, I think it's important to highlight Curtis Jones there, because everyone is going to talk about Mo Salah, what a finish, but Curtis in the build-up is incredible, that one.
Yeah, I just don't think it was just Curtis. He had a massive part to play in it, but it was the composure from playing out from the back into midfield, the movement once they won the ball or got the ball in midfield, then the awareness of who was the free player. And then, as I said before the game, if there's a chance, one chance, who do I want to fall to? I want to fall to Mo, because I think he's the most clinical finisher. And then he proved it. When he had that chance, top corner, keeper couldn't do anything about it. and he just lifted the whole place. I mean, the way the boys celebrated afterwards would tell you how important this game was, how important that 3 points was. You know, because I've been to games like here and they've applauded the crowd and sort of, well, but when you were 1-0 down and, you know, you're not quite in it in that first half, to turn it around in the way that they did, probably at the back of the mind you've heard that Man City's lost. You already know Arsenal have lost at Newcastle. And you've now turned it around. That's massive.
What will that dressing room be like tonight? I can't even imagine.
Listen, it should be full of confidence, self-assured, full of belief. I talked about the camaraderie. It isn't just about the starting 11. It's about the group together. And the manager's at the heart of that. He sets the tone in training. He sets the players to get together and believe in each other and look after each other. And I think you're seeing that, because they've talked about the substitutions not only today, as we've seen against Arsenal at the Emirates last week, and players came on that have watched from the sidelines, so they know what's wrong, but then you've got to implement it and make it right, and that's what they're doing at the moment for Liverpool. So things are going well. Let's not get above ourselves, not get too carried away. There's still so much to be played as far as big games that are upcoming. But Liverpool are in a fantastic position at the moment.
Yeah, we've got to enjoy that.
Yeah, you've got to enjoy it. But at the same time, find the reasons. Look at the reasons why you've got there. What's got us to this situation? And it's hard work. Real hard work. You know, I said, Liverpool is as fit as I've seen them. When I watch Liverpool now, they're really, really fit. Their level of fitness is absolutely unbelievable at the moment. The work rate that they show in games, whether they continue that throughout the season is a question that we'll have to wait and see as the more games that they play. But so far, it's been brilliantly watched.
OK, thank you. Speaking of hard work, he put in a very good second half. Joe Gomez has been speaking to Peter McDowell.
Well, Joey, congratulations. That was some second half.
Yeah, obviously we didn't want to be in that position in the first place, but yeah, it's another great afternoon at Anfield. The support and the atmosphere definitely give us the push. I know it's cliche, but it's massive. And yeah, it makes it nice when we can come away from being 1-0 down against a good team like them.
You'd have heard half of the team talk before you come out to get ready for the second half. What was the idea of Arne Slot at that stage? Because you were a goal down and probably it could have been more at the break.
Yeah, I think tactically everything was nailed in the week, obviously. It was more so just having a bit more bite and intensity, which I think was visible in the second half. And see, like I say, the support was massive, but I think we needed to be a bit more physical and win the battles and second balls and then play from there. And then it takes the quality of the boys that we know is there to get us the goal. So, yeah, massive, massive win, I think.
You don't want your friend to be in that situation like Ibu was at half-time, but how difficult is that to come in? I know you've seen it all and you've experienced it all now, but to come on at half-time in that kind of situation?
Yeah, I think first it's like worry, is are the boys all right? Is Ibu okay? Like, what is it? But there's not really time. Like, you can't even... I think you obviously went with the medical staff and then you don't see him and then it's just told you're coming on. So, yeah. I think you have to be ready. I think every time you're on the bench, you're not just a spectator, and you know you're here to participate and do your job. So obviously it takes a bit of a moment to get yourself together. But yeah, great to be a part of the team and get a win.
You did your job brilliantly and probably get most people's choice for man of the match. Almost a goal or two as well.
Yeah, I don't know why. I definitely would have got a yellow today if I scored there. So.
Do you think you were offside the first one?
Yeah, I just thought I had too much time. Right. I just thought how, yeah. And then half wanted it to be offside. So I had an excuse, but yeah, it will come one day.
Cody's ball in, I don't know whether it comes off Nunes in the end, I've not seen the replay yet, but you know, it was an undefendable cross, wasn't it, that goes in and then you feel the atmosphere ignite.
Yeah, I think it's such a good quality of Cody's that when he comes inside and just hits such a good area every time, whether we get on the end of it or not, that was a prime example of how effective it is. And yeah, then we get a massive lift. We all get back behind the ball and get going for the second, and then Mo's quality is Mo. So. Yeah, unbelievable finish, and then, yeah, we have to see it out, and the boys did so well.
It's that elite mentality of Mo's again, though, isn't it? I mean, he collects another record today. He overtakes Robbie Fowler's Premier League record for Liverpool, which in itself is staggering, isn't it?
Yeah, I think countless records now, isn't it? And I don't think we should lose sight of how big they are. I think just because he keeps knocking them down, I think they're massive. And yeah, obviously he's a legend and always will be at the club now, but it's just nice to be a part of it and witness it.
And how does it feel, just finally from a personal point of view, that crowd singing your name again at the end, it will feel brilliant to the here now, knowing that you performed as well as you did and you contribute to 3 points, send yourself top of the league?
Yeah, it's always special. Obviously this is home for me and the club needs everything to me, so most important thing, cliche, but is we've got to win, and the boys, we keep momentum now going to a big game in Champions League, and yeah, we just want to keep fighting, stay up there, keep capitalising on other teams dropping points, and this is where we belong, to be up there competing, so that's the main thing.
I know you don't like doing interviews, but great to see you back.
Thank you, man.
Oh, we love him doing interviews, Joe Gomez. You will struggle to find a more popular member of this Liverpool team than Joe. I mean, he says there he's convinced that first goal will come, right? I'm sure that it will, and this roof will come off Anfield when it does.
It will. I mean, it would just, you know, been the highlight of the second half for me, because he'd done so well. The only thing he didn't do was score. He had two opportunities. I thought the first one he could have brought it down, but just listen to the interview there, you might have thought he was offside and maybe had a little panic up inside the box there, but I'm delighted for him because it's not been easy for him for the last few months. He's had to look at himself, I'm sure, about where he's going and where his career's going, but you know what, today he proved, and the public got behind him as well, the Liverpool fans, because they've seen someone that put out absolutely 100% today. Just like to see him enjoy a little bit more. He's so laid back, isn't he?
He's a very cool customer.
Yeah, but he's just like, oh, well, you know, that's how it went, so yeah, it was great, yeah. But yeah,
well, tell you what, Martin, he didn't get his goal, but he did get two shots on target in a Premier League game for the very first time ever for Joe Gomez. So maybe something to lift his spirits a little bit in those stats.
Yeah, I mean, we thought he was going to score today, but I'm sure it will come. It's bound to come, especially with the set plays that are being delivered by some of these boys at the minute. And, you know, credit to him. I've been in that position before where you're behind two great centre-halves. I had it at Palace behind Mark Guay and Joachim Andersen, and you've got to keep yourself in the right mentality to understand when your chance does come, you've got to fit straight in, not look out of place. He's done that today, leaps and bounds, and long may it continue. I hope he goes on and has a run in the game.
Yeah, and it's not just at centre-half, is it? His versatility last season was absolutely invaluable and probably saved Liverpool going into the transfer market at one point.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did he deputise at left-back,
yeah,
right-back? And that's the versatility of Joe. You know, whenever you want, he's a manager's dream, you know, because he'll come in and you can ask him to play in any position. You could probably say to him, go and play midfield or, you know, throw yourself up front for a spell, and he'd still give it a go. That's the type of lad that he is. He's got a fantastic attitude. Nothing gets him down, what I can see of him. He loves his football. He loves being part of this football club. And if he keeps performing like he did in that second half, you know, we don't know how long Konate will be out for, but certainly Joe playing like that, him and Virgil, looks very solid in that second half.
Yeah, best wishes to Ibu and his recovery, however long that may be. Just a quick break in today's show to let you know that LFC TV Go is now available as a smart TV app on Amazon Fire TV and Android TV as well. You can watch all the latest on-demands and live content directly through your smart TV, whether it's full-match replays, post-match analysis, exclusive interviews, or original documentaries that delve into the club's rich history and achievements. Simply download from your TV's App Store, log in with your registered user details and get easy access to everything LFC. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Anfield, where Liverpool are top of the Premier League table by 2 points tonight after a 2-1 victory over a very determined Brighton side here this afternoon. Goals from Cody Gakpo and Mo Salah sealing a very precious 3 points for the Reds. And in the early kickoff, it was a very important result for Liverpool indeed, up at St James's Park. Newcastle 1, Arsenal 0. Alexander Isak with the only goal of the game for the Magpies in that game. Then Bournemouth, who are really playing their part in this title race, they have beaten Manchester City by 2-1. Semenyo and Evan Nielsen for the Cherries. Gvardiol with the goal for Manchester City. I've got Martin Kelly and Ray Houghton alongside me. Let's speak about those results, because Bournemouth I think playing their part in this title race, as I just said when I was reading them out there, two critical results down there.
Well, it's an incredible result for Bournemouth. I don't think anyone anticipated that. The way Man City have started the season, as far as results, I don't think the performances have always been great. I mean, midweek they lost to Tottenham in the Carabao Cup. And then today, in the game, you would think there would have been a response, having lost that game. There wasn't. You know, I think it wasn't until about 70 minutes or so they actually had their first shot on target. I mean, which is unlike Manchester City. Normally, with the quality of players they've got, they create chances. And with Haaland up front, you've always got someone that's in that centre-forward position who'll get chances. And that just wasn't the case today. So all credit to Bournemouth. That's a massive win for them and for Manchester City. You know, it's back to the drawing board as far as, you know, what they're going to do for the remaining fixtures that they've got.
Yeah, if City are feeling sorry for themselves tonight, I think Arsenal will have a very long journey home back down to London. Mikel Arteta will not be a happy man tonight. And what does that mean for them in the title race in terms of the gap that is really opening up there now?
Yeah, I think for them they'll be disappointed with not getting any points at St James' Park, but it is a renowned tough place to go. I think the teams in and around the likes of Notts Forest who came here and played really well deserved the 3 points there at Anfield. So the other teams, the game next weekend becomes important for Villa if they win, you know, this evening. That one next weekend becomes there or thereabouts. So the Premier League is again showing us how it's the best in the world, because we never know what the games are going to be. You know, when are we playing Bournemouth next? Because they beat City and they beat Arsenal, aren't they? So when we got them, so it's some good games there. I mean, just looking at Palace and Everton now. Palace have got to win. What a game that is against Wolves. Kicked off the late kickoff, so they're both in the relegation zone after Southampton and Ipswich getting 3 points. So the top and bottom is looking, yeah, really good.
It is indeed. I mean, in terms of being at the top, what does it mean to the dressing room? I'm quite sure if we get Arne Slot on later on, he will say he doesn't really look at the table at this stage of the season and it's all about the next game. But as players, do you look at that? Does that give you an extra boost?
No,
being
not,
right
not
at the
in
top?
A moment. The confidence level should be high anyway, just because of the form that we've been in. Like the one defeat to Nottingham Forest, the one draw against Arsenal, and apart from that, it's all wins. So if you're not going to be confident, you're never going to be confident. But they will be fully aware of the upcoming fixtures that they've got and the tougher games that are going to be coming their way over the next few weeks. And you've got to be prepared for that. No one gives out medals at the moment. You know, there's no medals given out in November, as far as I can remember. You've got your way a little bit later into the following year before the medals start getting given to the teams, and he'll be fully aware of that. Look, the manager will be delighted with the attitude of the players. You know, it's all about what you do over the course of 90 minutes, not 45, and that's what you've seen with the Liverpool players today. Okay, weren't at the best for the first 45 minutes, but rectified it in the second half, showed more quality, showed more desire, showed more determination, more belief in what the manager wants from them. And when you do that, you get what you get in the end, which is the 3 points. So it only puts you into a situation, a position of strength. But then it's up to you in the remaining fixtures that you've got next game. Are you ready for that? Because they're coming thick and fast. Midweek, Champions League, then it's a league game, and then there's another game and another game. And you have to be constantly thinking about the medical staff will be doing their work behind the scenes. They'll be looking at all the data and who's doing what and how fit they are. And they'll make sure they get every preparation right for every game that they're going to be involved in.
I can tell you the answer to your question, Ree Bournemouth, is February, so that's quite relieving, isn't it? Right, let's get a word from Endo now. He's speaking to Peter McDowell.
Well, Wata, congratulations. It was a fairly first half that you want to forget about, I'm sure, but second half really turned the screw.
Yeah, it was a tough game. But yeah, first half, like you said, Brighton was playing very well. And after second half, we kept the intensity high. So I think that's why we could score two. And after we scored two, you know, I came in and my job was very clear. So I just did my job and glad to win this game. Yeah.
What was the manager's message at half time then? Because it was 1-0, it probably could have been more.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't in a locker room, so I did a warm up, so I don't know what manager said in the halftime, but I think offensively and defensively we need to make a little bit difference probably, and I think
yeah, we have to keep the intensity. So I think that we needed to do that in the second half, I think, yeah.
I think it's one thing that's been really evident about this team, and probably since you've joined, is that there's a patience, there's a belief that if you keep doing the right things, that the quality will tell.
Yeah. I think Joey played very well. And, yeah, not only me, but also and other players who subbed in. I think everyone was ready for doing their job, so I think that's an important thing. And I think for me, you know, even if I start or not, I just get ready for the chances and yeah, try to do my best. So, yeah.
How did it feel at 1-1? Was there almost that belief that we can feel that that the next goal is coming?
Yeah, the atmosphere in Anfield was crazy, and I remember my goal against Fulham, like you know, yeah. And then after that we scored again, and yeah, today it's kind of like similar atmosphere in Anfield. So yeah, I think they created amazing atmosphere, and I think we feel like we play plus one. So yeah, thank you for always supporting. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mentioned the mentality before, and you mentioned the substitutions as well. All of the subs that come on make a really positive impact on the game, and that again is a big hallmark of this squad, that togetherness that you have.
Yeah, we know that our team needs everyone, obviously, because we need to play a lot of games. So I think everyone is trying to prepare well every game, and if they have a chance, they just play the best, you know. Yeah. So I think we are keeping winning, and everyone is doing their job. So yeah, we are good.
And just finally, everybody will enjoy their Saturday night. The fans will be looking at the league table. Will the players be looking at the league table at this point?
No, not really. You know, the things what we need is just to focus on every game, yeah, and try to win it. So I don't see the table much. So yeah, just try to win every game. So, yeah.
Great win today. Well done.
Thank you very much.
I'm Andy Robertson. Get kitted out for the new season with LFC Store.
The new 24-25 season Nike home, away and third kits are out now, as well as the new Nike LFC training range. And don't miss our retro and heritage collection, along with LFC label fashion for men, women and kids. Buy them today at your official LFC stores, online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC Store app.
You'll never walk alone.
Welcome back. A big win for Liverpool today, and it's a win that takes them top of the Premier League table. Let's hear Arne Slot's thoughts on that. He's with Peter McDowell.
Well, boss, I think it's probably safe to describe it as a game of two halves, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely was. I think I can say we, our fans as well, really disliked the first half and the players as well. We simply didn't put enough energy in, and that's impossible if you play against a quality team like Brighton that can play out from the back so well, and that had a lot of energy themselves in the first half. Now, maybe because they brought so much energy in the first half and we didn't, we could change that around, and I think it's also clear that we have to thank the fans as well, because they really, really stepped up together with the players and created a fantastic atmosphere. And after the 1-1, it was, they almost sucked the goal in, is, yeah, that the way you, yeah, say it? So they were screaming so loud, and then was Mo Salah special. It was a great afternoon.
I'm sure you're calm in that occurrence at half-time, where it's not personnel changes, it's maybe something as an ingredient that you need to change to make the second half like the one we saw. It was a completely different Liverpool second half.
Yeah. Yeah, that had only for a small bit to do with tactics, where we positioned Trent a bit different than in ball possession than we did, than we positioned him in the first half. But it had all to do with, if you play Brighton, running once, running twice or running three times is not enough. They are so comfortable with the ball, they dare to take their risk even in Anfield. So that's also a chance. But then you have to keep on running. Mm. And that's not what we did the first half, but that's what we did the second half. So that was from the start, that was already there, and the ones that came in even stepped up more. Joe Gomez was great, and Curtis Lucio and Bata as well. So yeah, all these ingredients together with fans helped us to keep the win over here.
And they have that mentality, don't they? That belief that if they keep doing the right things, that quality will tell, as it did with Cody's goal and with Mo's as well.
Yeah, I also added at halftime that it's impossible to see a second half like that again. Mm. But it's also impossible that we have the same last phase of the game as we had against Nottingham Forest. So that is impossible for a team that has winners inside their team. And they showed today that they are winners. And that all had to do with them bring total different energy than the first half and then the last half hour against the Nottingham Forest.
Can I ask you about Ibu? I know it's only early days. Is it as bad as it looked at half-time, his injury?
He had a lot of pain. That's not to say that maybe it's a moment and the pain slowly goes away, but he couldn't continue. I had two choices, Gerard Kwanza and Joe Gomez, both very good centre-backs. But Jurel, I had to take him off during the week because he was very fatigued in the last 15 to 20 minutes. And this game was so intense that I felt I needed to bring someone in who was fresher than Jurel. And Joe completely deserved that trust because he played an outstanding second half.
And just finally, I know you won't be looking at the league table or answering any questions about you being top, but I think you said last week that this feeling only lasts for about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, that feeling of winning a game, and you'll already be thinking about Tuesday, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're talking about this game, so my head is not now about Bayer Leverkusen, but yeah, if I step in the car tonight or I fall asleep, it's probably going to be more Bayer Leverkusen than Brighton, where I think about.
Well done, boss.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
On a slot, learning a new phrase today, suck the ball into the back of the net. But I think he's happy with the part the crowd played in today's match in the second half, right?
Yeah, we've been happy with his players' performance in the second half. The crowd, as we said, took him a little bit of time to get into it. But once the challenge went from Shelby's life for me, the whole place just erupted. And that was, you know, sometimes it's just a little spark, just something silly, that changes the whole dynamics of the team. And I think that was the case there with the fans. They got behind the Liverpool side, and then they responded, winning a lot more challenges, getting around the ball a lot quicker, forcing Brighton to play the ball longer downfield. Then we were winning the first header, then the second ball, which we weren't doing in the first half. So there's a lot of things that changed. I didn't think that Arne would say too much at half-time. There wasn't a lot to do. It was just the intensity. We said that the intensity wasn't quite there, and they weren't winning enough of the balls that were bouncing around. You know, it was the Brighton players that were quicker, sharper onto it. But we said, Martin and I were talking about, can they keep that going for 90 minutes? I didn't think they could. They were just put so much energy into it. I'm thinking, they can't last. They just can't last at that pace. And then Liverpool started to take effect, got more of the ball. Then the chances came, and then the goals came as well. And, you know, we're all delighted that, you know, in the end, over the course of the 90 minutes, they got the 3 points.
We are indeed. A word on Arne Slot and his style, because often it's said that teams are a reflection of their managers. He is cool, he is calm, he is composed, and that clearly transmits to his players out on the pitch, Martin.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've seen that again today from the build-up from last week against Arsenal. And we can't forget that this is his first time in his first season in the Premier League, so he's going to work out things that come the second, you know, the return fixture, home and away against these teams. We've got a coach there that you can see how much of a deep thinker he is, with, you know, the likes of why he brought Joe on instead of Jarrell, because Jarrell had a bit of fatigue in the last 15 minutes of the Brighton game. Then things that he thinks of as a coach gives us a better understanding of why he's got this job. So I think from a person's perspective, looking at him doing his interviews, how calm he is, he doesn't get flustered apart from the odd one or two times we've seen last couple of weeks. He'll be made up with how he started here at Liverpool. I think we all are. He's got the backing of the fans now, with the style of play, the control of the games that we're seeing now from Liverpool, and each test that he's thrown at him, and we build up the games that this test is going to be another new test for Arne. He has a way of picking a team that stays with the game and gives us the 3 points or getting through to the next round that we're looking to see as fans. So long may it continue. He's got another one on Tuesday that he said he'll probably, you know, think about in his sleep tonight, and that one against Jabby that we'll probably touch on next.
We are going to touch on that right now, actually, because we're coming to the end of the show. We've got a few minutes left, so let's speak about Bayer Leverkusen, because, as Martin says, it's the return of Xabi Alonso. Bonfire night, some fireworks in the skies above Anfield, I imagine, and maybe on the pitch as well. I think a real test of Liverpool's
credentials. Yeah, it will be another test. But look, Liverpool have started this campaign in the Champions League extremely well. You can't ask for much more than what they've done in the three games that they've already played. You know, they've gone about in the manner that you would expect from a Liverpool side, very professional, getting over the line, getting the points in the bag, so which makes it a lot easier to qualify in the top eight, because it's a really protected way to go through, isn't it? You know, it was 36 teams and so many go through the numbers, and it's quite crazy the way it's going to work out over the course of the campaign. But if you can get as many points as you can as early as you can, then you can start utilising your squad a little bit later on, because you know you're already in the top echelon of the big group that's there, the number that's there. So it'll be fascinating to see what happens on Tuesday. It's another opportunity for the manager to look at maybe just freshening things up a little. I'm sure, as I say, you'll go and have a look at the data and see who's fatigued a little bit or not. You might just tweak it with the upcoming fixtures as well. It's a really busy time, not only for Liverpool, but also it's got internationals coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. So the manager's got to think about that as well. You know, there's all things you have to factor in, I'm sure, as a manager. But so far, he's done an incredible job. And it shows you as well, Becky, to me, all managers are different. They're not the same. Jürgen's completely different to Arne. Like Jürgen was all action and, you know, everything was, you know, upbeat, and whereas Arne's a lot more considered. He sits back, he reflects, you know, and they're just different types. But one thing that comes across to me is their love, their passion for this football club, and the sense that they want to be, you know, to make this club as good as they can.
Yeah.
And I think that comes across.
Let's just show you the top of the Champions League table just before we get into this chat about Bayer Leverkusen in detail, because it's another table that looks very nice for Liverpool. Obviously, nobody knows this stadium as well as Xabi Alonso, really. On a European night, he knows exactly the power of Anfield on games like this as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think he'll have put extra prep into this game if there is any games that he looks for coming back here to try and go into this game with... I think Bayer Leverkusen's 1-2 and drew 1 in the Champions League. We've won 3, so in terms of being a neutral, this is the game you'd want to be watching on Tuesday. It's going to be difficult. There's no easy games in there. I think Leverkusen's only lost one game in their Bundesliga this season and won it last season after Munich winning it for how many times in a row. So in terms of a spectacle, a game you'd want to come and watch from two young modern day coaches and how they play their game, it's going to be a spectacle for us all to learn from this game.
Yeah, you mentioned there, just in terms of that one defeat, it was actually to Leipzig, who Liverpool obviously beat a couple of weeks ago. So how difficult a test is this, do you think?
Yeah, I think it would be a genuine tough test. But it'll be a tough test for both teams, you know, not just for Liverpool, but for Leverkusen as well. You know, Xavi knows what Liverpool is about. He knows what the Liverpool public's about. I'm sure it'll be quite emotional coming back to the club. I'm sure he's looking forward to it. But from Liverpool's point of view, they've just got to keep continuing what they've been doing in the matches that they've played so far and just keep playing at that level.
That is it from today's episode of The Reaction. We will be back on Tuesday, though, with more analysis and interviews as Liverpool take on Bayer Leverkusen on match night 4 of the Champions League this season. Until then, if you haven't already, please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode when they drop.